5.
The world's great light, once resplendent upon all mankind, hath set, to shine everlastingly from the Abha horizon, his kingdom of fadeless glory, shedding splendor upon his loved ones from on high, and breathing into their hearts and souls the breath of eternal life.
Ponder in your hearts that which he hath foretold in his tablet of the divine vision that hath been spread throughout the world. Therein he saith, "Thereupon she wailed and exclaimed, 'May the world and all that is therein be a ransom for thy woes, O sovereign of heaven and earth! Wherefore hast thou left thyself in the hands of the dwellers of this prison city of Akka? Hasten thou to other dominions, to thy retreats above, whereon the eyes of the people of names have never fallen.' We smiled and spake not. Reflect upon these most exalted words and comprehend the purpose of this hidden and sacred mystery.
O ye beloved of the Lord, beware, beware, lest ye hesitate and waver. Let not fear fall upon you, neither be troubled nor dismayed. Take ye good heed, lest this calamitous day slacken the flames of your ardour and quench your tender hopes. Today is the day for steadfastness and constancy. Blessed are they that stand firm and immovable as the rock, and brave the storm and stress of this tempestuous hour. They verily shall be the recipients of God's grace. They verily shall receive his divine assistance and shall be truly victorious. They shall shine amidst mankind with a radiance which the dwellers of the pavilion of glory laud and magnify. To them is proclaimed this celestial call revealed in his most holy book. Let not your hearts be perturbed, O people, when the glory of my presence is withdrawn and the ocean of my utterance is stilled. In my presence amongst you there is a wisdom, and in my absence there is yet another, inscrutable to all but God, the incomparable, the all-knowing. Verily we behold you from our realm of glory, and shall aid whosoever will arise for the triumph of our cause with the hosts of the concourse on high and a company of our favoured angels. The Sun of Truth, that most great light, hath set upon the horizon of the world to rise with deathless splendour over the realm of the limitless. In his most holy book he calleth the firm and steadfast of his friends. Be not dismayed, O peoples of the world, when the day star of my beauty is set and the heaven of my tabernacle is concealed from your eyes. Arise to further my cause and to exalt my word amongst men.